like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Oh, maybe the best documentary of the year. And it's called The Imposter. So there's nothing phony about this. It's The Imposter, and it's the real deal documentary. But I'm wondering how my very critically eyed co-host, what she thought about this.
This is going to blow your mind. If you see this documentary, the entire time I had to start and stop this, we had the privilege, as movie critics, you get a DVD. I had to start and stop this a couple times, and I think I cheated because I looked it up. I Googled it because I thought, there's no way. You will watch this and you are going to be thinking the entire time, how did this guy who is the imposter fool all of these people? So we got to tell the backstory.
Right, right. A young man, age 13, is missing.
Nicholas Barclay.
Yeah. 3 years later, a young man in Spain says that he's Nicholas Barclay.
Nicholas Barclay is 13. This Frederick Bourdin says he is Nicholas Barclay. He has brown hair, brown eyes. Nicholas Barclay, blonde hair. Blue eyes. Frederick Bourdin, French accent. Hardly speaks English.
It makes me laugh.
Nicholas Barclay from San Antonio, Texas. Right there is where this movie will blow your mind. Did I mention that? It's going to blow your mind because it's a documentary. Remember this. So it's real. Why do you think, John, this family bought into the fact that this was
okay, first of all, they have been in shock. Secondly, they're not highly educated Texas trailer trash.
That's not nice.
You don't have to be
educated to know that brown eyes don't develop over time after someone is 13.
Well, at least a third to two-thirds of the film, you're wondering what's happening here. One of the other charms about this is that they'll have some parts of it that are reenacted.
Right. Here's what makes this film so interesting. First of all, the story is just, it's so bizarre. Honestly, you would think if this was nonfiction, you wouldn't believe it. This really did happen. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is he is the narrator. And then I think the darkness of this, because once you start to realize they maybe know that this isn't Nicholas,
right,
and they're
one of the great intricacies of this is the question that the filmmaker, whose name is Bart Layton, he's a Brit, the one thing that he doesn't do is force you into a conclusion that the family is in on something sinister.
Right. They interview all the main players in this. So you get the sense that this is something where all of these people were duped. Is that possible? No way.
The young man, Frederick Bourdin, has already been pinched in Europe for being an imposter. He's already had a previous record.
Previous record. John, he has nicknamed the chameleon. He goes to orphanages and he pretends to be a child. He has mental issues, clearly. It's a very sad, sad story of this man who wants to be so badly else. Something bigger is going on. This family needs him to be Nicholas to cover up something worse.
And the detective, who's the one who really begins to flesh out the imposter nature, ears were not the same. He could see it right away from the photograph. So he gets on the trail. Kind of a dumpy Columbo Southern private investigator.
You're full of compliments, John.
This movie rests upon the dynamics of it that are unseen. A whole bunch of subtext. The actual information you can get by Googling or just pay attention to the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Right.
And you'll get that idea.
Well, yeah, because from the first 10 minutes, I mean, I would say from the first 5 minutes, and it probably is the nature of what I do for a living, I thought, family did it.
Right.
In this case, even he says he could not believe they believed him.
But I really would love to know him better, and I don't get that from the film.
As a journalist, you can't answer that question because you can't believe anything that comes out of this guy's mouth.
Yeah. And you're going to get the original people and you're going to get the actors. Other revelations begin to come.
I was a little disappointed with the line of questioning. They're not hard enough. I needed someone to ask, how could you think this was your son? Yeah. That's what bothered me.
That's a great point. What grade would you award The Imposter?
The thing about Imposter is it's more fun to talk about it than it is to watch it. This is a film that will get you talking.
I knew this would be perfect for you.
Right. So, well, what are you trying to say? Am I chatty Cathy?
No, your analytical mind.
Thank you. Oh, man, I'm the only person you've complimented all this time.
That.
I'm going to give it a B+.
And so am I.
Ask yourself this question. What happened to Nicholas Barclay? It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.